What's up and welcome to Fortitude in 15 with Sam Panich and Parker Yadlon, presented by Elevation Nation. In 15 minutes, we're going to talk about what's going on in the real world and give you some tips and tricks on how to activate mental fortitude and conquer the real world.
Parker,
Sam.
How old are you, man?
I'm 25. How are you?
Nah, I had a good intro, bro. You weren't letting me do my shtick. I wasn't going to ask you how you are. I'm trying to get a cliffhanger, okay? So, bear with me.
Okay.
Parker, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay. And when we started this journey, how old were we?
It depends when you consider starting this journey.
All right. When did you graduate from college?
There you go. 2018, which means I think I was 20... two when I graduated.
So it's been about 3 years, man. It's been about 3 years since we've been on this journey of young adulthood. A little bit less of Elevation Nation since we didn't start it right away. But we've been moving ahead towards understanding who we are as young adults for the past 3 years now. And that's kind of crazy to take a minute and think back to it. And in our conversation with Alex Myers this week, we talked to someone who was in our shoes a few years ago. And it kind of just got me thinking that maybe we should spend a few minutes today for this Fortitude in 15 reminiscing on how much we've changed in the past 3 years.
I'm down with that. You know, I'm always all about introspection, and I guess I have to applaud you. So clap, clap. You had a nice intro to that. I know you were thinking about that right before. You can't see Sam smiling right now, but yeah, I agree. Our conversation with Alex was really cool and fun because Alex is a big fan of Elevation Nation and we are a big fan of Alex, and we have been mentors to Alex throughout the past year. And it was just cool to hear about his first year after he graduated and talk through the struggles that he went through and how actually they're pretty different than ours. But when it comes down to it, it's the idea and the common theme that it's like, oh, we just have no idea what we're doing. And I feel lost and I feel a little bit less in tune with myself because I have no idea what I'm doing.
And I think it's kind of ironic because I think if you asked us 3 years ago, like, Sam, Parker, where do you see yourselves in 3 years, right? To me, I would say, I finally understand adulthood. I have it all together. I know how to do this. I know exactly where I'm going in the next 10 years. I have a 10-year plan.
That would be now for you?
Or and I don't... I think like that would have been my goal 3 years ago. Is like, I hope I feel that confident in exactly what I'm doing and where I'm going. And while mental fortitude and Elevation Nation has helped me grasp, you know, what I think is next, I think the reality that I've learned in the past 3 years is nobody knows exactly what's coming next. Nobody knows exactly what they want. And that's okay. And learning how to be okay with that, learning how to adjust and adapt your plans is the most important piece of mental fortitude there.
If you can predict the future, I want to meet you. Like, if you're out there and you can predict the future, you can come on down. We'll have you on the podcast and we'll grill you and we'll pay you for it too if you can predict the future. Because at the end of the day, we all know that no one can actually accurately 100% every single time predict what's going to happen. And that's why I think when, you know, even in interviews, people ask like, oh, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Oh, what's your 3-year plan? And like, at the end of the day, no one knows what's going to happen. Something could happen tomorrow that has nothing to do with your job in your life and alter the course of the way you see the world or alter the course of the way you think about the world. So when I think about that, and that's why mental fortitude and this concept that we've put together is so important and has helped me so much, is that it's all grounded in the thing that you can know. And that is yourself. And that is the vision that you do want to eventually get to. I'm not saying you're predicting what you want to do. It's just the idea of what you want to create for yourself. And then the most important piece that you and I have always talked about is holding yourself accountable day in and day out as you move forward to strive towards those things that you might want to get to. But in reality, Sam, you and I both know that 3 years ago, where we wanted to be in 3 years, we are not there now. It'd be impossible for us to accurately predict where we were. I honestly, if you told me 3 years ago that I'd probably be in New York, I'd be like, you're crazy. At EY, still, you're crazy. Starting my second company, crazy.
Living with a girl, yeah, even like, crazier.
Exactly. And like those are the things that come in the real world. Just things happen and you know, you meet this person and you do this thing. But at the end of the day, it's like even like looking at Alex, he was acknowledging the fact that he loves entrepreneurship and he's going to continue to do that. And he has no idea what's going to happen. He has no idea if he's going to fall flat on his face. But it's the idea of getting over those fears and just continue to keep moving.
Yes, I agree. And I want to take 1 second to acknowledge a celebration, but then also a fear and open up to Elevation Nation. I was in New York this past weekend with Parker. We were celebrating the engagement of two of our very close friends, Noah Schiff and Chloe Seltzer. So mazel tov to you both on your engagement. And it was really exciting. It was great. It was cool. Got to see a lot of friends, got to witness a really special occasion. But I would be lying if it said it didn't freak me out a little bit.
Well, you felt like you're growing up.
I didn't feel like I was growing up. I feel like a kid. I felt like the people around me are growing up. And to be honest, it freaked me out. Like two of my closest friends are getting married now. I can barely fold t-shirts. That's freaking scary.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to fold t-shirts. I've lived with Sam before. He does it in a very interesting way. But yeah, it's like crazy. It's like life moves and it moves. And you know, like I was thinking about this the other week, and it wasn't anything related to the engagement or not, but like there are moments in our lives that when things happen, you're like, whoa, like I didn't expect that. Like, I think about like that conversation I had with you, like I'm moving to New York. Like you didn't expect it, but I told you, and it was like, that's reality. That's happening. And when you see it in front of you and you're like, wait, like, wow, like I was shocked. I'm surprised. But at the same time, oh my God, things are happening. It's like the monotony of the day isn't continuing. It's like there's things. And as you get older and older, and when those things happen, they become more, you like, I feel like it just becomes cooler when those big things, those big moments happen. And that's something I feel like 3 years ago, I never really acknowledged. And now when those big moments happen, you really take a step back and you're like, wow, that's awesome.
I also think it proves that there's not one right timeline for anyone. Professionally, personally, romantically. Everybody's on a different timeline. Romantically?
Is it? Maybe. Uh-huh.
Maybe not. Sorry.
Someone hold him accountable.
Romantically? I'll Google it.
It definitely is.
Right? Like everyone's on a different timeline. And I think one of the big flaws of our society that we talk about is we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people. Well, Johnny's making this much money, or Steve got a job here, or they just moved in together, or they just got engaged, or they bought a house, or they had a kid. Maybe that's going to start happening soon to our friends. I have no freaking idea. But everyone's on a different path, a different timeline. They're just because you went to school and graduated and are the same age does not mean you're in the same stage of your life. I'm going to take my sweet time to do what Sam Panich wants to do because there's a lot I want to accomplish before I let any other people dominate my full amount of time. And that's just my motive right now. And other people are different, right? So it's funny to see it now even more so happening with bigger life events.
I feel like they're going to just continue to happen, Sam. I mean, the biggest life event that we all talk about on the Elevation Nation podcast is the transition when you graduate and you join the real world. And that new chapter starts. But now the new chapter is a pretty long chapter until you go out and you make the change in your life, until you go out and do the things that you want to do. And that's what it's all about. It's the mental fortitude to understand who you are, what you want in your life, and then go and freaking get it. I am, I want, I will. Boom. Teaser. Not even going to acknowledge it. But yeah, man. I mean, it's exciting. I think there's a lot of great stuff that's going to be happening in the foreseeable future, especially with the pandemic hopefully behind us and the summer roaring. There's going to be a lot of fun things going on for you and me, for you, for family, friends, whomever, Elevation Nation in general. And it's exciting, dude. I'm really excited.
I'm more excited. And on that note, I think it's time for Parker's perspective.
Okay, so I have two perspectives of today. One is going to be some typical advice, and then my other perspective is speaking to Elevation Nation about something that has been on my mind.
Wait, Parker, but I have some feedback that I got while I was in New York on Parker's perspective. Would you like to
hear it? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it.
This anonymous person, whom I will not name because I don't want to throw them under the bus, they said they really like when Parker's perspective is someone else's perspective and not your own quotes that you're making up.
Interesting. So if you do want to hear, because I'm not cutting this out of the podcast, my perspective, just follow me
on Twitter. Yeah, I was about to say, follow Parker on Twitter.
Who the hell said that?
I can't tell you.
It's my perspective. Anonymous. It's bullshit. No,
it's Parker's perspective of others' perspectives.
Fair enough. All right. So you cut me on a...
Sorry, I didn't mean to bust your chops. I just remembered that right when we started going into it. It's time for Parker's perspective. It's time for him to talk about something. It's time for Parker's perspective. He's going to say a quote.
I may have already said this, but we're going to say it anyway. It's by Benjamin Disraeli. Disraeli. Action may not always bring happiness, but there is no happiness without action. So my perspective is the only way to go out and really fulfill your life with the happiness that you so badly want is to go out and do, and not do with the fear of doing. Go do with the, oh my God, what could come about from doing this, rather than sitting back in your comfort zone and not doing the thing that you know you probably should be doing. Because at the end of the day, if you go out and do it, you don't know what's on the other side. You don't know what's going to happen in the future because you can't predict the future, similar to how we were talking about in this conversation. So just go out and do.
Parker, that was a fantastic perspective. Enlightening as always. Now, when we were both in New York together this past weekend, kept getting people come up to us. Yo, how do I get on the podcast? Can I come on next week's episode? Listen, we plan these things months in advance. We put in a ton of effort and research to our guests and making sure that their story is interesting and compelling for Elevation Nation. And we want to share your story. So hit us up, ask us if you can come on the pod, tell us a little snippet of what theme you'd want to talk about. And we would love to have you on the podcast. But we do these weeks in advance. So don't ask if you can come on that week's episode. Give us some time. But hit us up. We'd love to have you on. And on that note, until next week's episode with Jesse Cohen, we'll talk on Tuesday. Peace.
Hey there, it's Parker again. Thanks for listening to our conversation this week. Subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcast, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever and whatever it may be. If you want to join the nation and follow Sam and my journey, follow us on Instagram at elevationnation.io, or you can visit us on the web at www.elevationnation.io. DM us, email us if you want to share your story on the podcast or if you think anyone else should join our conversation. Our intro is produced by Jay. Shoot him a follow on Instagram at producedbyjay. Thanks to our mentors, Rich Keller and David Hess, for their constant support. And be sure to tune in for the next conversation next week.